Next up is the evaluative measures section, which is very streamlined in the newest guidance. It should be fairly straightforward for you to explain your QI/QA program and electronic health record EHR capabilities in a clear and comprehensive manner. But the clinical performance measures form associated with this section can be tricky. This is especially true of the restricting and contributing factors, which are things that hurt or help your health center's ability to work on this clinical area. For example, a contributing factor for blood pressure control might be that you have pharmaceutical assistance available to patients with hypertension and your planned action is to raise awareness of this. A restricting factor might be that patients with hypertension don't always make it to the health center and your planned action is to use a feature of your EHR that flags overdue patients with hypertension, who can then be called by nursing staff. You'll want to make sure that restricting and contributing factors and planned actions are within your control. In these examples, your health center is able to actually work on medication assistance and contacting patients with hypertension. You wouldn't want to list factors that you have no control over, like that the community has high rates of hypertension or that there are no good parks and walking paths in the community for exercise.